Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Lightning Dog, the official podcast, is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Lightning Dogs is conceived as an all-ages property, but these behind-the-scenes conversations are not all-ages. Listen in at your own discretion. Sometimes a great idea is truly like a bolt of lightning. And sometimes, if you're lucky enough, you can capture the exact moment that it strikes. That's what happened for us one fateful night while recording an episode of Nerdy Show. We accidentally launched a concept that derailed the entire show, and in no time, our lives. We couldn't stop talking about our favorite action figures and B-movies while twisting them into strange creatures, weird adventures, and dog puns. Lots of dog puns. This is the story of Lightning Dogs, a journey steeped in the glory of 80s and 90s animation and sci-fi, where anthropomorphic dogs tear through the wasteland of a ruined Earth, battling mutants, miscreants, and the evil Glampire. Coming soon to small screens, comic books, and podcasts. Or at least that's the goal. But how do you go from a crazy idea into a fully formed world of conflict and characters? How does a harebrained discussion become an animated cartoon series? That's what we're finding out firsthand. We've recorded the entire development of Lightning Dogs since day one, from the moment of conception to every world-building session, planning meeting, and the journey is still ongoing. Tune in as we create the world of Lightning Dogs live. It is a rare thing to capture the exact moment of a creative spark. It's not something you can plan for, and it seldom happens when the cameras are rolling. But on Friday, February 8th, 2013, at 8 p.m. Eastern, give or take a minute, five friends were hit with a bolt from the blue, and the mics were on. Hi, I'm Cap. I'm a writer and illustrator, but most people know me as the lead host of the Nerdy Show Network. We're a small, fan-run operation that's been making podcasts out of Orlando, Florida since 2009. Hosting the show with me that night were John Hex Carter, Brian Clevenger, Doug Banks, and Tony Baldini.
Hi, I'm Hex.
Hey, I'm Brian.
Hey, I'm Doug.
And bringing up the rear, I'm Tony.
He is always bringing up the rear.
Every Ooh. Rear. All of the rears. Hi, Hex. How you doing?
Does stop bringing that up.
The rear?
That's his job.
That's what you pay him for.
Hex and Brian co-founded Nerdy Show with me, and Hex at the time was our music director, a fact that will be of some relevance shortly. Brian is best known as the comic creator behind the long-running webcomic 8-Bit Theater and the acclaimed series Atomic Robo. Doug is a screenwriter, and Tony's an illustrator, and the three of us frequently collaborate on writing and comics projects. On that night, we'd all gathered in our bedroom-turned-recording studio to discuss dramatic television animation.
We're in a really good point in time where people have finally recognized, yes, animation is for everybody. It's as valid a medium as anything else. All ages animation like Adventure Time, teen animation like regular show, Korra and Avatar, both mutually totally for everybody, set at a young adult audience, but dishing out something that is varied and dramatic, akin to the stuff that we grew up with, like Gargoyles and Batman the Animated Series, which were real milestones in animation.
It's like meat and potatoes now. It's like, that's it.
The reason we're doing this episode, however, is because for some reason, a lot of dramatic animation that's been very recent is now very dead.
Young Justice, Greg Weisman and Brandon Vietti's epic reimagining of the DC Comics universe had just been canceled, in spite of its success and fan following. Tron Uprising, an exciting prequel to the Tron Legacy film, had been unceremoniously kicked to a graveyard time slot and presumed dead. It was a bleak time, and those were but two of the most significant blows. The loss of so many great shows left us all wondering, why was this happening to awesome animation? And what would come next?
There just seems to be this current trend of people working on these cartoons and stuff that are giving it like an honest effort, which is very encouraging.
Yeah.
But now they're getting shut down. So I don't understand.
That's really why there was sort of a call to action for this episode, because we think this is the future. And
right.
With some notable exceptions, they're sort of unanimously saying, no, it's not, guys.
I really don't like the more recent trend, like in the last, I don't know, 10 or 15 years, to really dumb down children's entertainment to make it super safe and super Nerf-like. Because kids are a lot smarter than they're often given credit for. You know, the human mind constructs stories and understands stories and can deconstruct stories. It's just a natural part of the human thinking process and language. So you can give these kids fairly complicated stories, even sad, tragic ones, and they can deal with it. They can process it. They can understand it. And they can grow from it. And shying away from that kind of material, I think, gives us really emotionally stunted, stupid people.
We were in need of some catharsis, to say the least. And it came in full force in a moment of pure creativity, ignited when Hex segued into our first song break for the episode.
And so we're going to be talking more about all these shows right after the song break. Hex, what you got for us?
What I have for us from their latest album, Leg Vacuum 2, we have Arm Cannon with Lightning Dogs, their metal and amazing rendition of the Thundercats theme song.
It's called Lightning Dogs?
Yeah.
But it's Thundercats.
Yeah. So that's what they do. They play around with the titles of stuff.
Because I might want to hear a theme song for Lightning Dogs, because that also sounds cool.
Yeah, I want to hear that too.
I want to know what,
it's the
you
rule
know,
63 of Thundercats.
Lightning Dogs.
Well, Doug's put out the call. It's your turn to answer.
Let's do it. Why not?
Here's Lightning Dogs.
Lightning Dog.
Just say no thanks.
So I guess you'd say Lightning Dogs. Wow. Oh, the leader's name. Dingo.
In my same head canon, right? In my head canon, the Lightning Dogs worship the party god from Adventure Time.
I am a party god. Off the chain party dog.
You know, it was great. In Adventure Time, the 3DS game, Hey Ice King, why'd you steal our garbage? The party god's
makes
in
an
it.
Appearance. Yeah. That's awesome.
And why does he steal the garbage?
Wolfman Jack is their dispatcher.
So. Lightning Dogs, get out there. The world needs you.
Not at the voice, but actually just him.
Yeah, one of those awkward Saturday morning actual real world celebrity situations.
Yeah, like just a live action sitting in the middle of everything
He has his radio show and he takes calls.
At night, yeah, it's like that's his cover for at night. Where it's just like when it's like doing the midnight broadcast, everything gets quiet. And it's like, all right, Lightning Dogs, do your thing.
That was what was happening between takes in American Graffiti.
That's why he was at the radio station in American Graffiti. He's like, why won't this damn kid leave me alone so I can talk to the Lightning Dogs?
Only thing that could make this better is if Harrison Ford was the voice of the lead dog.
Dingo?
Yes, Dingo.
Richard Dreyfuss being like, I want to talk to the Wolfman. Get out of here, kid.
You're not ready.
You're not ready.
Or even as a kid, I hated Lionel because of his dumb... I mean, what kind of name is that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Snarf, I don't know.
Oh, man. That was too good. That makes me uncomfortable. I tell you what, Lightning Dogs don't have a snarf equivalent. They've got like...
Arf.
Like, it's, no, it, like, they because it's the opposite.
Beast Hound.
Yeah, it's got to be a fucking badass one. Like Beast Hound, who doesn't even talk. He just growls. Yeah, it's like...
With the laser eyes.
With laser eyes. He barks and shoots lasers. That's when it's like...
What is it, Beast Hound? I see your laser eye stare.
It's like...
You, clearly evil is nearby.
All of a sudden, Timmy Noel.
Then Beast Hound has to run back to Wolfman Jack and be like...
Someone threw some puppies in the well. It's like,
the Lightning Dog's in trouble.
Okay, I'm picturing this as this bizarre merger of, like, Pound Puppies, the adult version.
So, wait, what's the opposite of Mum Ra?
I was just thinking about that. I think first my mom went to Mom Ra, who just wants all those.
I got it.
Yeah.
Instead of all right, so Mum Ra is just mummy, mm-hmm. But vampire. But no, that doesn't sound too bad. Glampire. Played by David Bowie.
And then we've got the metal dogs.
David Bowie as Glampire. It might be the greatest thing I've ever heard.
We've got the metal dogs. Somebody take notes.
The diamond dogs that fight the lightning dogs.
The diamond dogs.
Somebody take notes. He's got to draw this.
Can we get Adult Swim on the line? We called him on the phone. He was like, well, we got this recorded.
Does Glampire exist? Because if not, I think we're onto something.
I think we are onto something.
I think that there are Glampires out there, but I don't think that he's going to wake up from his coffin and the wolves would be like, blah, the lightning dogs.
That's probably more realistic to what would happen in the show if it was circus undertones.
David Bowie Glampire is the be all. I can't not unsee that in my head in a good way.
His henchman Halloween Jack. Okay, so that was amazing. Let's get back on topic.
Yeah.
Now,
do we have to?
We have a show to plan.
After a couple dog puns, the story could have ended there. But within moments of attempting to get back on topic, we kept going. The weird ideas parodying all the tropes of the animation we grew up with kept on coming, and before long, we were all thinking the same thing. Did this joke just become an awesome idea? If you listen close, you can actually hear the moment of no return, when we fell in love with this crazy concept and a song intro that lasted 11 minutes went on to change our lives.
Wait, we need somebody to write the Lightning Dogs theme song.
Who's the opposite of James Lipton?
Anybody?
No man is James Lipton. That's true.
You said 63, right? So it's got to be a gender swap. So who's the
Cyndi Lauper? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Lightning dogs.
If I could even remotely conceivably emulate her voice,
Joan Jett. That's Joan Jett. Lightning dogs.
I don't give a damn about the Thundercats theme song. Need another rhyme, yamma lamma lamma ding dong. Here's the song and it starts the show and here we go right now.
Joan Jett, I think you're phoning this one in.
I feel like maybe we should just stop talking about what we were going to be talking about.
Just have a lightning dog.
Why not? I'll talk about lightning dogs all day.
Remember episode 3 where they go to the mirror universe?
Yeah, where they just sit there and they see the reflection of themselves and they're barking at it for 30 minutes straight.
They're like, who's that fucking asshole? Look at these fucking cats.
No, instead of Wile E. Kit and Wile E. Cat, you have the Terror Terriers. These little Jack Russells that just bop around because they're just going to be...
Rovers was the other thing that was like the dog thing or whatever? Just tear them a new asshole, man. It's like Rovers are just too...
Lightning Dogs are clearly one-upping the Road Rovers here. I mean, obviously, we could say... Colleen from Road Rovers had a lot of appeal, certain demographics, and so assumedly the Lightning Dogs Cheetara equivalent obviously would have a similar appeal.
Here's my thing. So Thunder, because I'm not as familiar with Thundercats. Thundercats was like a sword and sorcery.
Yes, more or less sword and sorcery sci-fi. So really inexplicable origin story.
There was technology though.
They
came from another world.
Yeah, on a spaceship
on a third world.
And Lino's a child. Who is empowered.
Man, there is so much going on.
Because I was thinking Lightning Dogs, if it's truly the opposite, then it's like, instead of sword and sorcery, it would have to take place in a futuristic like thing.
Well, it's going
to
be a dystopian future without technology.
It's like a Samurai Jack spinoff thing, but like instead of like...
Which
instead
is
of having
to be, Andy
Tartakovsky we're like advanced. We're like an advanced race that came to this world, so we came from a spaceship. How about it's a futuristic world, but they're like from the past, like primordial, before humans evolved, the ultimate dog.
Post-apocalyptic.
And now, pre-apocalyptic.
I'd even say let's go post-apocalyptic.
We're going
that far into the future, so you still have the dystopian kind of look and things.
You gotta get this on wax, because this is this is gold.
We're gonna ship this off to Nickelodeon, because they're the only ones who know how to keep a show going.
If we want the short end money, we can just go with a Cartoon Network and just run it for 2 seasons, put in that much amount of work. And just leave it. No, just collect on the residuals.
I just got to say, instead of 6 seasons in a movie, it's 2 seasons on cancellation. Yeah? Okay? All right. So, we have, post-apocalyptic, we still have the kind of, these ancient temples are office buildings. These ancient temples are these...
That could be cool.
What does it say? Lehman Brothers. This seems like a dark place. This smells like a trap. What? In Madoff, we trust.
I don't like it here, guys.
The one, there's always one cowardly dog.
Oh, I was going home.
He can also be named Shaggy.
Shaggy. Zoinks. We can't make him a sheepdog, though, because sheepdogs are what's another? A Pekingese.
Oh, here's the thing. Poodles can be ferocious-looking dogs. All you always get in animation is female poodles all dolled up.
Get
you,
male poodle who's just, like, pissed.
Male yeah. poodle. Like, I'm thinking, like, you know, a poodle with an afro.
Poodle with an afro. Oh, that'd be fucking kick-ass. Poodle with an afro.
Would that be their equivalent of panthro?
Yes.
Yeah.
So poodle. He's like just a jive
talking, just a jive talking poodle.
Pierre.
Pierre.
No, man, I ain't going nowhere near that fucking building. Nah, fuck y'all. Like, fuck y'all. I'm back in the car.
Out your damn mind.
This is a really weird kids show. It's like,
that's it. Put your paws up.
No, you put that Dewclaw away. We ain't fucking with no Dewclaws.
Dewclaw.
And then David Bowie, the glampire, appears.
Gentlemen. Lightning dogs.
Lightning dogs. With disdain in his voice. It's like the only... He's the only person alive who remembers what humans were like. He's been a vampire
so
for hundreds of years.
David Bowie then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to shatter you like a cassette tape.
But I had a rolled up newspaper, your days would be completely ruined.
We gotta get back.
That's like we do.
This has been a fantastic tangent. But...
Wow. Okay, yeah, that
back
was...
to Thundercats universe, guys.
Okay, now that was a hell of an aside, so let's get a little bit back on topic here. No regrets, though. No, not looking back. That's going to stick with us for a while.
No looking back is the end theme credit song to Lightning Dogs. It's one of those really slow kind of pieces.
No looking back!
Get the part of it on the line!
Oh my god.
Lightning Dogs.
They're running out of Mega Man.
So they're done with Act 3, Act 4, Lightning Dogs. We ain't never gonna turn tail.
We don't turn tail. Bad dog.
George Thurgood, bad to the bone.
This is sorry.
We're done.
For now.
We're done.
For now.
Yeah, yep. Oh my god.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Throughout the episode, we kept coming back to Lightning Dogs. And we're back. We're still talking about animation and not talking about Lightning Dogs. As much as we'd like to.
Everything in me to not talk.
Did you see the season premiere?
Oh my God, the 2-hour special.
Who knew that Glampire was their owner?
It was off the chain.
Gotta get the color around this conversation, eh?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay.
And again?
Brian, you told me that we weren't going to talk about that anymore? You're just breaking packs left and right, sir. Makes me sad.
Because there's only one pack. The Latin dog.
Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, it is goodness, Hacks. All of it.
Lightning Dogs.
And again.
That's a show.
That sounds like a good show. What's it
it's
called?
It's amazing.
It's called Off the Curb.
Well, can we'll we email them a treatment for Lightning Dogs?
Let me know.
By the way, Lightning Dogs, as you no doubt know, is the intellectual property of Nerdy Show.
I totally want all right, John sir. DiMaggio.
I've been writing everything down.
Dingo.
It's copyright.
Yes.
Yeah. Nolan North.
Nolan North as the The young strapping guy.
So Nolan North is Dingo, and Pierre is played by John DiMaggio.
Yes. Oh, hell yes.
Get up top. No,
as the John DiMaggio Tracy Morgan impression.
Okay, no more lightning dogs.
And again,
I have concept sketches to do. We need to get in touch with a team of animators. We need to
call Nolan North and John DiMaggio
and David Bowie
and Tress McNeil, because Tress McNeil has to be our Chitara. Just the way it's got
to
go.
We're going to have a group meeting after this and really flesh out this the Lightning Dogs situation here. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. If you got any Lightning Dogs fan art you want to show us anything, just put it up on the Nerdy Show forums.
Instead of mouse or robots, can they be fleas?
The design wouldn't have to change that much.
They just jump really high?
Fleanobots. Yeah. They're like nanobots, eh? You see?
Oh man!
Well, I think we need a more clever name. Oh man, we got to watch out. We got to end this episode. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye, I'm Cap.
Bye, I'm Hex.
Bye, I'm Brian.
Bye, I'm Doug.
And I'm bringing up the rear. I'm Tony.
Oh, get away from my rear!
You can still hear that original show in its entirety. Nerdy Show episode 123: Lightning Dogs Howl. We'll link to it on this episode's page. After recording, we were abuzz with excitement over Lightning Dogs. Even still, we didn't know the power we were playing with. Within a day of this episode being released, two fans, neither knowing what the other was up to, sent us $100 each, demanding we devote more time on air to the concept. Clearly, we were onto something. Since this initial episode, we've recorded every single discussion we've had about Lightning Dogs. All the brainstorming, world building, false starts, trials and tribulations, everything. We've been working on this project for years, making time for it amidst our day jobs, our other work on Nerdy Show, and our personal lives too. And we're really excited to show you all the awesome stuff we've been working on. Now, with Lightning Dogs, the official podcast, we're re-releasing all our Lightning Dogs episodes we did as part of Nerdy Show with new episodes twice a month on Tuesdays. In addition to launching the series, we've also launched a Patreon specifically for Lightning Dogs. The Nerdy Show Network is an entirely fan-supported group. It's essentially a full-time hobby that only continues to exist solely on the good graces of the wonderful fans who help us keep the lights on. The network has its own crowdfunding campaign on Patreon, so launching one specifically for Lightning Dogs was a hard decision. But Lightning Dogs has its own expenses, well outside what Nerdy Show can support, and it's unfair to the rest of the programs on the network to sap these resources. So, we're setting out on our own. We know that the ultimate goal is for Lightning Dogs to be an animated series, but we don't know how, and we don't know where. That's something we've got to discover. Maybe we'll do it ourselves. Maybe we'll get picked up by an online outlet. Maybe we'll even manage to make it on an actual television network. The sky's the limit, but we're coming from outside the animation industry, so we expect this road to be long and winding, but you'll be there with us every step of the way. And we truly couldn't do it without you. Since our first episode, the love and excitement for Lightning Dogs has been amazing. There's been fan art, extensive discussions on the Nerdy Show forums, and of course, that first shocking and generous push by Big Bad Shadow Man and Hoodoo Voodoo to get us to do a second episode. Through the community on our Patreon, we're going to open the floodgates for Lightning Dogs content. Early release episodes, concept art, high-res production materials, episode scripts, exclusive recordings, and anything else we can dig up. And, via Patreon funding, we'll be able to afford more concept art by artists like Max Acree, who's designed all the Lightning Dogs vehicles, buy up Tony's freelance time so the only art he works on is Lightning Dogs, have Doug quit his job for a low, low sum, ludicrously low, so we can increase productivity and make Lightning Dogs a weekly show. We might even be able to create episode animatics, audio dramas, but that's not all. We've spoken to Greg Weissman, creator of Gargoyles, co-creator of Young Justice, the very show we gathered to eulogize in the original episode, and he has agreed to review our pitch bible for Lightning Dogs and give us a full consultation on the project, but he can't do it for free. So join our pack on patreon.com/lightningdogs, and with our powers combined, we'll unleash the most awesome sci-fi action cartoon of all time. This episode, it's just the tip of the iceberg. From here on out, the concepts go deeper, the cast of characters grows bigger, our core creative team gets smaller. We're taken in a lot of unexpected directions. So join us next time as we continue the ever-evolving adventures of the Lightning Dogs. Thanks for listening to Lightning Dogs, the official podcast presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes, like and follow us on SoundCloud and Audioboom, or subscribe and stream on Google Play. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows in the Nerdy Show network alive by telling a friend or funding us via Patreon. At patreon.com/nerdyshow, you can fund the whole Nerdy Show network and unlock a plethora of amazing bonus content and early releases. And at patreon.com/lightningdogs, you can fund the further development of the entire Lightning Dogs universe, from podcasts to animation, while getting all kinds of behind-the-scenes bonus materials and extras. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. Be sure to follow Nerdy Show and Lightning Dogs on all your favorite social networks. Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, we're on all of them. Just search for Lightning Dogs. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. If it's geeky, we've got it covered.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.